I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. Connecticut's chief bug expert says he's hopeful rain will help control gypsy moth populations in the state this year. The non-native insect feeds on leaves, which can cause health issues in trees. Kirby Stafford says there was a lot of gypsy moth activity in Connecticut last year.
We had over 175,000 acres that were defoliated by the gypsy moth.
Stafford is the state entomologist. Most of those tree issues were in New London and Middlesex counties, and lots of the trees were oak, which gypsy moth caterpillars really enjoy munching. And while 175,000 acres is a lot of defoliation, it's nowhere near the biggest moth outbreaks of the early 1980s, where around 1.5 million acres in Connecticut got defoliated. This year, Stafford says he's encouraged recent rains will foster the spread of an insect fungus called
Entomophaga myga.
That fungus was introduced into Connecticut forests from Japan in the late 1980s. Stafford says it's effective at managing large-scale gypsy moth outbreaks in the region, but the fungus needs rain to really work. So Stafford's got his fingers crossed that a couple of recent storms will be enough to stir up the fungus and control caterpillar populations.
We have been getting a lot of reports from homeowners, trees defoliated and caterpillars crawling all over, patios and swimming pools, lawn furniture and garages and houses. People, if they want to get the caterpillars, they can power wash, they can collect them, but from a larger scale issue, it's going to be really more of a wait and see.
And while the insect can be a nuisance, Stafford says healthy trees generally can recover if the moths eat all their leaves. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.